Indiana native, Will Helt, who leads Clemson in sacks after week one of the college football season, joins us right now on the program via phone. Will, good afternoon. How are you, man?
I'm good. How you doing?
I'm doing great. I love Indiana natives, man. My dad, I got family up there. It fires me up, man. It fires me up. What was it like growing up in Indiana for you?
Man, I love it. Love the people there. Love the atmosphere. You know, definitely home for me.
Did you know Tom Allen? Like, were you familiar? Did he recruit you in Indiana? Or, like, did you know him before you guys crossed paths here at Clemson?
Yeah, so he actually did recruit me to Indiana because IU was one of the first schools in my recruiting process at a high school that reached out. So, I unfortunately did commit to his rival school, but yeah, our relationship remained good. It was pretty cool to see him come here.
What struck you about him in the recruiting process, and then what was it, the same or different than you thought it would be, maybe being coached by him based on what you knew years ago?
Yeah, I think what stands out about Coach Allen is just his mentality. You know, he's the same guy every day, and just, you know, he's going to get the best out of his players, and just an extremely hard worker, and yeah, he's a great coach and great motivator.
Like, Purdue is not small, okay? You play in big stadiums, you play in big games, you understand that. You got to play in front of a home crowd that was electrified, and then you got the first sack of the season. Walk us through the play and what you saw and what that felt like.
Yeah, I mean, the crowd in Death Valley was special, and that was a special moment. Definitely was looking forward to playing there for the first time, you know, riding the buses, going down the hill and everything. But yeah, the sack. I mean, yeah, we had a little stunt on, just kind of doing my job, getting vertical, and you know, the opportunity presented itself for me to make the play, and glad I could do it for the guys.
Was the whole pregame, the buses and the hill, did that meet your expectations? Is that kind of what you thought it would be?
Yeah, my whole mindset going into it was just, you know, take it all in, you know, don't let the moment, you know, slip past me, and just be grateful for the opportunity. And I was just standing up on the top of the hill and just kind of looking around and taking it in. It was pretty sweet.
Let's talk a little bit about something else I noticed during the game. On some of the screens, quick game was a big part of LSU. And I think it was you that I looked at and said, like, he's going to take one of these to the house. You were this close to getting
really
one of those.
Really close.
Yeah. So what did you know those things were coming? Is that just instinctive to get your hands up when the lineman goes down? Well, walk us through that from your perspective.
Yeah, I mean, I thought I was going to get one of them too, but yeah, just kind of reading it, getting the set from the tackle, seeing them going out, and then just getting your eyes to the quarterback and seeing the ball. But was hoping I could get one of those, but yeah, quick game was part of a lot of what they were doing. But yeah, just trying to be instinctual and, you know, make a play.
I thought you flashed. Just from the press box and my perspective, I thought you flashed. I thought you did a lot of good things. From your perspective, how would you sort of self-grade your debut in a Clemson uniform?
Yeah, I mean, obviously, you know, I did some good things, but a lot of area for growth, 100%. So I feel like there's still so much out there for me. I left a lot out on the field and just got to be better all around. I gotta continue to grow and do better.
I know it's a team loss. By the way, visiting with Will Helt here on the program, Tigers defensive end. I know it's a team loss, but when you break down offense, defense, when you guys are looking at defensive film specifically, what have the conversations been like where you can look and see all sorts of good things, all sorts of positives that came out of the game, and really what I think what's going to stack up is an incredible performance against that LSU offense. And still, as you said, understanding that there's meat on the bone. What have those conversations been like in your building the last couple of days?
Yeah, definitely a lot of meat on the bone. But yeah, I mean, we did some good things. I think we felt pretty good about our performance. But, you know, just watching the tape, yeah, I mean, we left a lot out there. And, you know, that gives us confidence moving forward that, you know, we did some good things, but there's also room for growth. So I think if we keep stacking days and growing and getting better each and every day, I think we can be special.
I'm curious your thoughts on this. You know, to Clemson fans, a transfer coming in is like seeing a UFO. Like, you're just wondering, are they nice to us? Are they going to be mean? Like, are they going to take us over? What's the deal going to be there? You knew coming in the reputation that Clemson had. What was the recruiting process like when Dabo and the defensive staffers, while the defensive coordinator situation is being cleaned up a little bit? I mean, what was it like where you were being convinced to come here? And what did you find when you got here?
Yeah, I think that's a great question in terms of the transfer thing. And that definitely was a part of, what I was asking when I was here visiting. Like, you know, how is the team going to respond? How is, you know, the community going to respond? And things like that. But, man, it's been nothing but people opening me with open arms. And it's been pretty amazing. The people, the culture here, it's special. And, you know, people have shown me nothing but love.
Did other schools sort of give you that pitch? Like, do you really want to be like the first one? Like, they don't really do this, but we do. Was that a pitch you heard from others that were trying to get you?
maybe a couple times, maybe.
Great answer from Will Held joining the program. You're also an older player. I mean, I'm sure you were one of the leaders at Purdue. What was it like to come into a situation where there are some other, like, old established players? How did you sort of slot in that regard on the defensive line and then also on the defense in general?
Yeah, I think when I was coming into it, I think I felt like when I got here, I just needed to be the guy that, you know, put his head down and worked and show people the type of guy and worker that I am, and just try to establish myself as, you know, someone who's going to give their all. And I think that's just been how I've been able to lead. It's just lead by example and, provide input, you know, where I can.
We sort of, we heard about that during camp, and it came up in press conferences a lot, just sort of your motor and the drive. Where does that drive come from for you? What motivates you in that way?
Yeah, I mean, I think that's just who I am. I kind of grew up that way, and, you know, it's kind of just how I was raised. My parents will always say, like, if you're going to do something, you're going to, you know, there's no choice but to give it your all. And, whatever you're doing, whether you're going to work, you're doing class, you're working out, I mean, whatever you do, you should just give it your all.
All right, this is also an interesting one for me because you have not been here that long, and yet you are a Paul Journey ambassador. That's crazy. Like, I looked at that this morning, I was kind of stunned because a lot of times it's like 3- and 4-year guys who end up being the Paul Journey ambassadors. What impact has Paul Journey meant to you in the short time that you've been at Clemson?
Yeah, I mean, I'll give a shout out to Jeremiah Alexander too. He's a guy that also transferred in. He's an ambassador as
yeah.
well. But I think that it's just, you know, an opportunity to continue to integrate ourselves, you know, in the program and be a voice, you know, on the team for, you know, things like life after football. And I think that's an important thing to recognize because, you know, football is not forever and it's not the majority of your life either. So I think it's just important to, you know, continue to work on that side of yourself, even though you're still playing.
All right, so take me inside the mind of Will Held. Like, as of right now, your football career is over. What does that look like for you?
Yeah, I mean, I think right now I'm pretty focused on, you know, what's in front of me. But, you know, I think I'm preparing myself for that when it comes. But as of right now, I'm 100% focused on football.
Look, man, I'm watching you play, and I'm like, well, he ain't got to worry about that for a while. And, I don't have a 10-year plan. I got a this-day plan. I got a one-week plan, so I can appreciate that. Let's talk about development. What is it that you want to unlock in your game this year that maybe is a next step for you?
Yeah, I think making myself more dynamic as a rusher and then just being a hard-nosed edge setter is going to be big for me. Just, you know, continuing to play physical and be dynamic in my rushes and, mix it up and give the tackles different looks.
Do you feel you took a positive step in that direction just in that regard against LSU?
Yeah, I feel pretty good about it. Obviously, can continue to grow there.
Let's talk a little Jeremiah Alexander because you name dropped him, and it has struck me all offseason. I bet they're friends because you come in as transfers together. You're kind of navigating waters in the same stage of life. What has it been like? He's not in the meeting rooms with you necessarily, but again, you kind of went through the same process and made the same choice. So, what's your relationship like with him?
Yeah, I think we definitely relate in that area, and that's been something that we've bonded over. But yeah, Jerry's the man, extremely hard worker, you know, have a ton of respect for him and, you know, love that guy.
Is there anybody on the team that you, and maybe Jeremiah's the answer, but is there anybody on the team that you just like from day one, you're like, yeah, we're vibing. Like we're two peas in a pod. Do you have any relationships like that that have formed so far?
I'd say the two guys that I moved in with, Ronan Hannafin and Kate Klubnik, those are my roommates. So, you know, I think the guys that I'm choosing to, you know, spend most of my time with would be a good answer to that.
Okay, so, like, I got to ask, you're talking to Cade Klubnik. I mean, when you're talking about football, it's the perspective of a guy who wants to hit the quarterback and the perspective of a guy who doesn't want to get hit. What are the conversations like when you're talking to the guy who plays the position that most infuriates you in all the world?
Yeah, it's fun. I think we like to have fun with that at practice, you know, whether or not I got home or not, but unfortunately, I'll never be able to hit him specifically, but can take it out on Saturdays.
You know, another guy who probably feels that way is Ronan. I mean, you got to be pleased. That's your boy. That's your roommate. You go to the crib after the game. You're like, Ronan, a dozen tackles. What the heck, man? What are your thoughts on his performance?
Yeah, I mean, he played a great game. Man, he really plays like his hair is on fire. He flies around. You know, a ton of respect for, you know, him and how he works. And yeah, I mean, he's a man. He's a great player.
All right, a couple more. We'll go a little off the beaten path on this one. What's your favorite non-football thing about Clemson so far?
I would say the weather. Being from Indiana, I think when I got here, it was beautiful when we were in the middle of February, March, and it was 60, 70 degrees, so that was pretty sweet.
So the weather. So, and you know what? We were talking to Dabo last week about how pristine conditions have been. You really haven't had, like, I guess in, like, full workouts. There were a couple weeks in July where it was brutal. But, like, you hadn't had a lot of, like, triple digits and that kind of stuff. So I just want you to know, you picked a great time to come in and be like, yeah, you know, 80s are great.
Yeah, I think we lucked out a little bit with that. But, yeah, it's been nice.
All right, what's a hobby away from the field? What do you like to do?
I'd say golf. I like to golf a little bit. I'm not anything special on the links, but I like to have fun.
All right, power rank the house on the course, you and Ronan and Cade. Who's the best golfer?
I think me and Ronan are about the same, and Cade is a lot better. he's pretty good.
Okay, so it's a bad, like, I can relate. I'm never the best golfer in any group I'm in, so I'm always playing for second, and so I can appreciate that. There's a nice, you know, if you can get that median, you can just feel like a good golfer. I imagine you feel the same way.
Yeah, as long as you're not the worst, right?
That's right. All right, final question. Tell me a little bit about Troy. What do you know about him? What types of things do you think will be problematic for you guys, and what are you trying to take advantage of this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, they're a good team. You know, they've got some dudes offensively that are some real good players. And then they propose some things schematically that might be tricky for us and in terms of alignments and the different personnels and formations that they get in. So just continuing to, you know, prep this week, you know, at practice and watching tape is going to be important to, you know, be dialed into those things and just continue to prepare ourselves for that.
Great stuff, man. Hey, Texter gets in and says, you know, there's always Sundays if you want to hit Cade. So unless you get drafted by the same team,